Welcome into Intentional Lounging, brought to you by Veteran Groomer, breaking down the Monday night game between the Bengals and the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are 5.5-point home dogs, over-under set at 49.5. Guys, Dallas got the monkey off their back on Thanksgiving. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, threw for, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it 800 yards and 7 touchdowns and a loss? Something close to that, right?
Pretty close.
Okay, so... it's just been a really dud season for both of these teams. Why don't you start off with just how you're leading in this one?
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for Cincinnati, and I don't know why I'm saying that, but like you mentioned, I don't know the exact stat. It's like 30-5 or something. Joe Burrow threw 12 games this year. Every other quarterback that's done, I think there's been 6 of them. Their records are undefeated. 11-1, 10-2, and then all, Joe Burrow sitting there with 4-8. So, he's not having a terrible year. They just can't win. And I don't care what you say about Dallas. They suck, but I think 5.5 is too much at home against a team that just can't win games. Cincinnati does everything they can to lose, and Dallas is not good. I know it. But I got a weird feeling they're going to win the game. I'll take them at the +5.5. You can't twist my arm enough to bet Cincinnati right now. I don't know what it is that they're losing. I don't know how it's mathematically possible. I guess the other team scoring more points, that would be a start. But I can't trust this team at all. I think Dallas wins it outright, but 5.5, sign me up.
I have Super Bowl futures on both these teams, so that's fun. Those are eliminated. Don't even have to sweat them, but I said I'll keep it short, and I will. Said it for weeks. Can't lay points with Cincinnati, so give me Dallas at home.
I love it. Yeah. Unfortunately, that does put me on Cincinnati here. I just feel like I'm still seeing a little bit of fight out of Joe Burrow and the Bengals. I think it's just kind of a pride thing right now. Like, you've never seen Josh Allen have this type of season. You've never seen Patrick Mahomes have this type of season. Both the other two premier quarterbacks in the AFC. So now you're kind of seeing Joe Burrow. It was always like the Bengals would go in the playoffs and do really good with Burrow, and then Burrow would get injured and they'd be crap. And then they'd go back in the playoffs and get injured and they'd be crap. Well, this year they've been crap with him healthy. And so that is a bit of a hit to the ego for him, for Ja'Marr Chase. I just think that they have enough to get it done. Also, it's on primetime. If they don't win this game, I feel like this is a game they should blow out Dallas with how bad Dallas' defense has been. It just feels like a game Cincinnati is going to want. So I'm going to give it to Cincinnati. And if they don't win, kind of like Wyatt, so they just find ways to lose. I don't know how you could – if they don't win this game, I don't know how you can back them going forward the rest of the season.
Do we get a firing if they lose? Ooh. Or do you think he's going to last the rest?
I don't think so. What do you guys think?
I think they might as well just wait it out. Yeah. I don't see any advantage to firing a guy like the Bears did for – like, what's the point? I don't know. Don't you want to tank at this point? Like, why do you? Right. I don't know. I don't get it. Keep your Ryan Day. Keep your.
No.
Keep your idiot. But no. I don't know. I don't know. They might. Yeah,
the Bengals have been too good, I think, to just can him. Yeah, I don't know. One weird thing I did hear about this game, they didn't flex this. Allegedly, and I'm telling the truth here of what I heard. I didn't fact check. Allegedly, because the Simpsons did some episode involving this matchup, so they couldn't flex it. Not really sure, but kind of interesting. Not sure which game they'd flex in. Maybe LA and Buffalo, but
yeah.
Had to see the Simpsons episode.
Right. Yeah, they have the script.
They always do.
They do.
They do. All right, guys, thank you for watching. If you guys are just now freshly out of jail from planting flags this weekend, welcome back. Thank you guys for watching. Guys, subscribe. We're donating $1 for every new subscriber we have from now to the end of Christmas, not end of the year, end of Christmas. If we get enough people, we'll do it till the end of the year. Guys, check out bettergreen.com for other articles and plays that we have that we don't post here. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
See you guys. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry Rice, touchdowns galore. Week after week, always asking for more. Bling on the wrist, got the books on the floor. Listen in, cash out, pages swelling. Plays on the field, see me winning, never dwelling. Flagged on Vegas, they know what I'm selling. NFL bets, keep the cheesy compelling. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like...